Our election 2017 coverage continues here on KNKX as voters in one city on the Olympic Peninsula face a big question: whether to scrap their system of government. 88.5's Will James reports it's a question of how to best represent a changing city.
Here in downtown Shelton, logging trucks still roll by from time to time, but this city has changed a lot since the heyday of the timber trade. Young professionals from Olympia are moving in. Meanwhile, Shelton is grappling with big city problems like opioid addiction and homelessness. One thing has not changed. Shelton remains the last city in Washington state run by a three-member commission rather than a larger city council. Tracy Moore is one of those three commissioners, and she supports a proposition that would expand Shelton's government to a seven-member city council. She says it's time to bring in more voices to help lead this city of 10,000 people.
Myself and the other two commissioners all live in the downtown Shelton area. We're all within the same decade, and we all live in historic houses. And, you know, that's too much the same. We have outlying neighborhoods and areas that aren't adequately being represented.
But the issue has divided this community. Mayor Gary Kranz is another of the three commissioners. He says things are working fine as they are. Plus, he sees this as a power play. He says a larger council would give an advantage to a political faction that's not in power right now.
You know, they want their will done. So they basically said, well, let's go to a seven-person council so we can kind of put ourselves back in this this commission that we kind of just lost elections on.
People who favor a larger council say that all depends on who gets voted into office. If Shelton residents do decide they want a city council, a special election could be held in February for the four new seats. Will James, 88.5 News.